But we're here not to talk about the Department of Social Services, but to talk about the increasing and large number of accidents that have been occurring this past year across our county, and to launch what we're calling the Street Smart campaign. I'm Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars, and I'm pleased to be joined by our Commissioner of Health, Dr. Gail Burstein, as well as the Director of the Office of Health Equity, Kelly Wooford. We're joined by the Department of Public Works Deputy Commissioner for Highways, Karen Hoke, as well as the Director of the Office of Erie County's People with Disabilities, Executive Director Frank Camerata. And we're joined by Erie County Sheriff's Deputies, Deputy Klump and Deputy Williams, who've their office, more than any others, has been the one that's had to deal with a lot of these accidents. And I want to thank Joan Bloom from Deaf Access Services for providing the American Sign Language today. This year seems to have been a year with many more accidents on the roads, and those that specifically and really involve pedestrians, as well as those that are on the new electronic bikes and scooters. And we're seeing some serious injuries, as unfortunately we've also seen deaths of some of our young as a result of these accidents. And we want people to be reminded that whether you're behind the wheel of an automobile or the handlebars of a motorized bike or scooter or motorcycle, no matter what it is, or a pedestrian, you have to be careful of your surroundings. You have to understand that there are other people who are using the roads or sidewalks. This is can be a life or death situation. I lost a cousin about 4 years ago when she was a passenger on the back of a motorcycle that was just driving down Route 5, and a person pulled out of a gas station and didn't look to the left and T-boned the motorcycle, and she died because of someone just not taking that extra second to look to the left to see if a vehicle or a motorcycle was coming. And unfortunately, this year we've had far too many deaths associated with accidents on the road. So we want people to understand that we all have a responsibility when we're out using the roads to protect pedestrians if walking, but also to protect others so that we're not just involved in our own little world. Unfortunately, especially in vehicles today, the vehicles of today look like the airplane cockpits of the past, because you can pretty much do anything in your vehicle today. And unfortunately, what's happening is people are doing anything in their vehicle today, but not necessarily paying attention to what's actually happening on the roads. So we want people to understand that we all have a responsibility to play in protecting not only ourselves, but others who are on the roads. So if you're behind the wheel of an automobile, you got to be careful of what's going on around you. Got to be cognizant of what's going on. You shouldn't be texting. You shouldn't be doing other things behind the wheel. You should be driving, and driving only. If you're on a motorcycle, we need people on motorcycles to also pay attention too. Most motorcyclists understand the risk and danger of being on a motorcycle, and they are extra cautious, but unfortunately some of them have perished. If you are on an electronic bike, you need to understand that when you're on an electronic or electric bike and it's going at 20 to 30 miles an hour, that fall is not the same as riding your own bike at 5 to 10 miles an hour. It can be life-threatening. And unfortunately, people have perished this year, especially those who haven't been wearing helmets. But electric bikes can be dangerous, so we want people to understand that. Scooters can be dangerous as well. The electronic scooters, they don't drive that fast, at least as the electronic bikes. But if you fall on one of those, you can cause serious injuries or death. So everyone needs to play a role to protect all of those around us. And I'm very pleased to be joined by everyone here to talk about these issues, because each of these departments and offices in one way or another deal with this. Whether it's the sheriff's office immediately responding to an accident, the health department having to deal with it, and hopefully it never happens, but it does the worst manner possible when our medical examiner's office has to come and pick up a body. Those are the kind of things that happen, and we want people to understand that you got to be safe on the roads. Because then our Department of Public Works has to go out there and sometimes clean up the messes that occur, and it's not nice. And we don't want anybody to go for it and deal with it going on in the future. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our friends in the Department of Health, Dr. Gail Burstein and Director Kelly Wofford to talk a little bit more about how you can be street smart behind the wheel of an automobile, the handlebars of a bike, or for that matter, just walking alongside the road. Dr. Burstein?
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. I'm Gail Burstein, the Erie County Department of Health Commissioner and a pediatrician. So thank you for coming this morning. So Street Smart Erie County is about protecting lives and creating healthier communities where people live, work, and move. Ensuring our neighborhoods are safe and accessible for walking, biking, and everyday movement is essential to improving overall health and well-being. So I'm going to share with you all some data. In the past 5 years, between 2019 and 2023 in the Erie Niagara region, bicyclist fatalities and serious injuries accounted for almost 4%, and pedestrian fatalities and serious injuries made up almost 10% of all the reported fatalities and serious injuries those years. Both pedestrian and bicycle fatalities and serious injuries increased over this five-year period. In addition, between 2021 to 2023, alcohol-impaired driving fatalities increased. And we can expect more injuries and fatalities from drug-impaired driving, and as the county executive mentioned, distracted driving. So I want to emphasize that these are all preventable deaths and injuries. Road safety is a public health issue and an equity issue. Safer streets, sidewalks, and crosswalks reduce injuries and give people the confidence to be active, especially on high-capacity urban roads located near shops and businesses where people walk or bike. In these types of areas, we know that traffic calming measures make drivers slow down and make streets safer. When people feel safe walking or biking, it benefits not only their physical health, but also their mental health and well-being. Being active outdoors helps reduce stress, improves mood, and strengthens our connections to our community. So Street Smart Erie County reminds us all to walk smart, ride smart, and drive smart. By staying alert, following the rules, looking out for one another, we can prevent injuries and build a healthier community together. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Burstein. Part of this campaign is reaching out to all of Erie County, which also means we have to reach out to those who maybe English isn't their first language, and that's one of the things that our Office of Health Equity does, is it focuses on getting out accurate information to all of our citizens and residents, including those who may not be able to speak or understand English. And I appreciate the work that the Office of Health Equity is doing across the board on that, but especially on this issue too. It may not seem like a health issue, but when you talk about somebody's life and somebody's physical well-being, then it becomes a health issue. So I'd like to introduce Kelly Wofford, the Executive Director of our Office of Health Equity.
Thank you, County Executive. I'm Kelly Marie Wofford, Director of Erie County's Office of Health Equity. And I just want to take a moment and frame for you some of the ways in which people need to use bikes and scooters and walking to be able to do their everyday type of life activities. I love to bike. I bike because I like to bike. I don't have to use my bike in order to get to and from work, to pick up groceries, to pick up children, but people are using different types of mobility to literally do their day-to-day living, their day-to-day transaction, their day-to-day opportunities to be able to take care of their families. And this is vital no matter what the community looks like. We know that different communities have different types of mobility issues, whether it's having sidewalks or not having sidewalks, whether there are signs or not having signs. We have folks that are, again, going grocery shopping. They're picking their children up and using their bikes. They are going to and from work on their bikes, on their scooters, using their motorcycles, etc. And so we, as community members, right, have a responsibility to ensure that we are not only being safe when we are going from place to place, but also that we are cognizant and aware of our community members and neighbors that are doing the exact same thing in the ways in which they're capable of doing. So my request of our neighbors, of our community members, is to be smarter, be kinder, be gentler when you're behind the wheel. or are using other means of transportation. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Our Erie County Department of Public Works Highways Division, of course, does tremendous work during the year, whether it is plowing snow in the winter or working on construction projects and repaving roads during the summer. They are always busy. There's no doubt about that. Unfortunately, they also have to deal with the accidents that occur. And one of the things that scares us most in county government when it comes to their department are when their staff are working and the team is working on road projects. People want their roads fixed, but then they act like idiots driving through road projects. And unfortunately, there was not for Erie County, but for the New York State Thruway, there was a tragic death where someone, Thruway employee who was working on the road, was struck by a vehicle. We want people to understand that you need to be safe and smart on the roads all the time, including when you're going by a construction project. So I'm pleased to introduce our Department of Public Works Deputy Commissioner in charge for the Highways Division, Karen Hoke, to talk a little bit more about all of that.
Karen?
Good morning.
Thank you, County Executive. We are right in the middle of another very busy construction season. Every year we work to improve over 100 miles of roads across Erie County. That also includes repairs and replacement of our county-owned bridges. And these projects all require a safe work zone to keep our hardworking men and women from the Department of Public Works safe, but also to keep the traveling public safe. So the message I'd like to share is to be alert while you're driving, especially through work zones. Look for delineators and signage and slow down in the work zone. We want to make sure everybody gets home safe, including the men and women who are doing our road work every year. We know that distracted driving is a major contributor to work zone accidents. So put down the phone until you make it home. And speaking of your phones, I would also suggest people follow our social media for the Erie County Department of Public Works. It is a great way to stay updated on our road restrictions, our road closures, and any updates on our road work throughout the year. But also during the winter time, we put out our messaging as far as weather updates district by district and the plowing activities that occur when snow is falling. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Please follow our Department of Public Works sites, but don't do it while you're driving. finally, I'm pleased to introduce to the podium the Executive Director of the Office for People with Disabilities in Erie County, Frank Camerata. Frank works every day to assist those in our disabled community deal with issues, and I know that this is something that the people in the disabled community talk about, is often what they deal with when they're trying to use roads or sidewalks, whether it's in a wheelchair or in transported vans that they deal with. I learned something very quickly when I get driven around in the Tahoe to events, because I like to watch and look out the window and see what's happening. And I've seen so many distracted drivers, people on their phone, on the thruway at 70 miles an hour or more. I can only imagine what it's like for those that are in a wheelchair or in a different type of a mode of transportation, knowing that they don't have the ability to get out of the way of someone who's coming at them at a high rate of speed. So, Frank, talk a little more.
Thank you, County Executive. As we discuss Street Smart Erie and Safer Streets, this Saturday, July 26th, we will celebrate the 35th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which provides equal access and equal opportunity for people with disabilities. Regarding safer streets, a primary piece of the ADA is curb cuts and the opportunities they have provided. Think of the person in the mobility device. Think of the moms with strollers. Think of workers with carts moving products from the street to the sidewalk. Curb cuts have made our lives much more accessible. This has been referred to as the curb cut effect. Additionally, we need to remember the people who use powered mobility devices on our streets to get around our community. Drivers need to be more vigilant and careful. They too have rights on our residential streets. Our sidewalks can be a concern with winter heaving and roots pushing up sidewalks and overgrown bushes. These can impede a person who is blind, visually impaired, or a person with mobility disability. Please take care of your sidewalks and any overgrown landscaping. Often runners refer to running on sidewalks as urban cross country. This really isn't a compliment. So please keep all these things in mind. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank. Frank would know about the urban cross country because he's a runner. We're here together to get the message out to ensure that when you get behind the wheel of an automobile, the handlebars of a bike, whether it's an electric bike, a regular bike, or you're just walking, that you pay attention to everything that's going around. We've lost too many people this year in our region. None of them should have died, but they did because of often the actions of others or their failure to follow the proper rules when they're behind, especially on the new electronic bikes, not understanding how dangerous it can be getting behind the wheels, on the wheels and getting behind the handlebars of that electric bike. But we just want everyone to understand, be street smart, make certain that you ride smart, you drive smart, you walk smart, you pay attention to your surroundings so that everyone can ensure that they get home safely at the end of the day. With that, we'll entertain any questions on topic, if there are any.
As far as motorcycle accidents specifically, is there any common denominator in any of these, or one or two things you can advise people, whether on a motorcycle or not?
Well, I can say I know from some of the motorcycle accidents, including one that I knew personally, it was the failure of the individual behind the wheel of a car to pay attention to what's going on. I do know with some motorcycle accidents, it also happens to be of the speed of the cycles themselves that are driving at a high rate of speed. I don't know if you wanted to add anything.
That's what I was going to mention as well, is that the visibility and the awareness of the motorist in a vehicle rather than the motorcycle, and speed is sometimes a factor also as well. So you just want to take that extra second and check your surroundings, look twice for a motorcycle, so make sure you're not pulling out into the path of a motorcycle or anything like that.
Yeah, earlier this year we do our annual motorcycle awareness event with the folks from Abate. It was kind of a very rainy day. We actually didn't have any members of the media there. I don't blame them. It was a bad day. But they went out and they rode. And their statement, and it's real simple, is look twice, you may save a life. And just looking that second time can confirm whether or not someone's coming to your left. Look the other way, to the right. Look twice, the odds are you're not going to get involved in an accident. And it goes for both ways, not just for a motorcyclist or somebody who's looking for a motorcyclist. You got to pay attention to all your surroundings. Pedestrian accidents happen because people are not paying attention to what's going on around them. So we want people to pay attention. Look twice, it can save a life, whether it's somebody on a motorcycle, someone in a mobility device, or someone just walking the road. Any other questions on topic? If not, we're going to keep on pushing this message out during the year. We really don't want to have to push the message out. We would like people to pay attention, and we prefer not to have these accidents and unfortunate deaths that arise with them. But this year seems to have been a much worse than years in the past, and we need people to pay attention to what's going on in their surroundings so that some family is not burying a loved one, or an individual is dealing with a traumatic injury that impacts the rest of their life. So let's all be street smart out there, folks. Thank you.